The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, not because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena. Crowd loves a fall, don't they? Strange celebration that follows public loss. When a loud man loses, when a confident man stumbles, when somebody who dared to speak, risk, boast, or challenge is finally beaten, the crowd erupts, not in triumph, but in some form of weird relief. Because that looks like justice, it looks like balance, but it's neither. The crowd does not gather because it loves excellence. It gathers because excellence unsettles it. When a man steps into the arena, any arena, he does something dangerous. He introduces a comparison. He forces an unspoken question into the room. Why him? Why not me? Most people would rather not answer that question. It's easier to critique than to contend. It's easier to explain why someone shouldn't win than to risk finding out whether you could. So the crowd waits. And when the man falls, the crowd exhales. See, it says. Fraud, exposed, told you. But what the crowd is really saying is this. Thank God, the world still works the way I need it to. Because if boldness were rewarded consistently, comfort would lose its excuse. There is a psychology to public pylons that has nothing to do with morality and everything to do with self-protection. Success without permission feels like theft. Confidence without consensus feels like arrogance, and risk without apology feels like an accusation. The louder the man, the more symbolic the fall. His loss becomes a moral event, not because of who he is, but because of what he represents. Agency. Agency terrifies the spectator. Agency says, you could have tried. Agency says, you chose not to. Agency says, this is not about fairness. So the crowd reframes the loss as virtue. It calls mockery humility. It calls resentment accountability. It calls celebration of defeat sending a message. But the message is not sent to the man who lost. It's sent inward to soothe the watcher. Roosevelt did not write The Man in the Arena for saints. He did not require the man to be likable, polished, or correct. He required only one thing. That he show up and strive. That is the line modern culture keeps trying to erase. We now demand purity before courage, agreement before effort, and perfection before permission. Anyone who violates this order must be corrected, not by competing with them, by waiting for gravity to do the work. And gravity always does. Loss is inevitable in any arena worth entering. Failure is not proof of fraud. It's proof of participation. The crowd knows this instinctively, which is why it prefers watching to doing. Watching is safe. Watching preserves identity. Watching allows judgment without exposure. The man in the arena bleeds. The man in the crowd claps when the blood hits the sand. This does not mean you must admire every man who steps forward. You may reject his values. You may critique his behavior. You may refuse his example. But there's a line between discernment and delight in downfall. One is strength, the other is avoidance. Healthy people do not root for collapse. They are too busy building, training, learning, and risking. They see another's loss not as validation, but as information. Not as justice, but as cost. They understand something the crowd forgets. Every arena extracts a price, and the price is paid up front by those who enter, not by those who comment afterward. The real question is not why the crowd cheers when a man loses. The real question is this: what arena would you have to enter for someone to quietly hope you fail? Because once you ask that, the noise fades, and suddenly the crowd is very far away. Only the sand remains. So,
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. RocketMoney.com/cancel.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
It's a version of minding your own business. It's a version of appreciating the Jake Pauls and Andrew Tates of the world who make the decision to throw it out there. We don't have to like either one of them. But I also think it's strange to absolutely delight in their downfall. So I think so many of us, I know, so many of us feel like we're living scattered lives. And that's the reason it's easy to sort of get caught up and go along with dunking on people or dogpiling or whatever the term is, just commenting and saying crappy, mean things to people that we'll never probably ever meet or have any kind of interaction with. I think it's just because we are so fractured. And I don't think that people are lazy. I don't think that we're unmotivated. We're certainly not broken. It's just that we're overwhelmed. We're trying to do too many things all at the same time. And want to invite you to check out my newest work. I wrote a new book and created some additional offerings or whatever the term might be. I created a system that helps people to really understand what really matters and what doesn't matter and how to align your most valuable resources of time, attention, energy, and money with those things that matter, and then how to get up every day and execute. Execute faithfully, execute happily, with the end result being having a life that you really like. So I invite you to check it out and go to mymeaningfulfew.com, mymeaningfulfew.com, and just dig into all the stuff that I've created. There's some free stuff. There's some inexpensive stuff. There's some pretty expensive stuff, but such is life. So as always, do your part by doing your best.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.